This is Gamercast episode 316. Call of Lame Stupid Ops 2. This is the show recorded on the 12th of November, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Cameron.
Hello.
Hello. So, about the title, we're not really talking about Call of Duty this week, bar than saying it's coming out, yeah. But I just thought, enough is enough. You know, it's... Who plays Call of Duty anymore?
All the people that buy it.
The last decent Call of Duty game was Call of Duty 2.
I liked Call of Duty.
And when I say Call of Duty 2, I don't mean Modern Warfare 2, like all the noobs today think I mean. I mean Call of Duty 2, because Call of Duty 3 was where it went downhill.
I liked Call of Duty.
I liked Medal of Honor Allied Assault as well. What can you do, eh? Yeah. It's all noobie noob for the console nabs with their 13-year-old graphics, which they think is amazing. What are you doing? I suppose we're doing the show, yeah? Stop fiddling.
Now for the news.
Right, so first up we're going to talk about GTA 4, which would actually, or 5 even, which would actually make a far better title. But what can you do, eh? It's too late now.
Well, GTA was in the last title, last week. Grand Theft Soul's
Time. Grand Theft Soul's Time was last week.
Yeah, it's alright.
What can you do, eh?
So, of course, for anyone that doesn't know, because of course we didn't mention it last week because it was announced shortly after our show, there's a new trailer coming out for GTA 5. As we guessed, they must be doing a trailer soon to have the release date in it. I imagine this one will. You'd kind of think it would.
Yeah. Sometime in the future.
So that everyone knows that they want to spend their Christmas money on this game because it's coming out after Christmas. At least that's how.
How about announcing the PC version?
I think. But yeah, so there's a new trailer coming out on the 14th, which is on Wednesday. And there's also been some information released about it, because there's a feature in this month's Game Informer. It has such things like the world, or Los Santos, is supposed to be massive. It's supposed to be GTA 4 plus... I mean, this thing I have here doesn't even have that information. GTA 4 plus...
They said it was Red Dead Redemption, GTA 4 and San Andreas combined.
All put together. As well as that, there's, like, a mountain in it. I can't think of what the mountain's called. But you can...
Big mountain.
It's, like, woodlandy area with a mountain, so you go through the woody area. Maybe you could skin animals. I was saying this to someone. If they take the skinning of animals from Red Dead. I wish they weren't. And you can climb the mountain. Have I got the name of the mountain?
You can climb the mountain, Close Encounters of the Third Kind style.
No, I don't have the name of that here. There's 3 main characters to the game. I don't have their names. Well, I pasted this news from somewhere, but I don't know where I got it from. But it's obviously not very good. I think it was from The Guardian or something like that.
Oh, The Guardian?
I should have grabbed the one from...
from our website?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we didn't put anything up. I should have grabbed it from CBG or something like that. There's Michael, Trevor, and Franklin. Mm-hmm. Franklin's the youngest of the three, and then Michael and Trevor are like 40-year-olds, something around those areas, who have all had kind of mixed backgrounds, which generally involve something naughty, like robbing banks, doing drugs, that kind of stuff. You know, like that?
Robbing banks, what? The banks we bailed out?
As well, I
applaud their efforts.
As well as like the woodland style area and the mountain, there's also water areas. You can explore the water. They've shown previous pictures of scuba diving stuff. So obviously that's got to do with that, and you can probably take your boat out and do some diving. Yeah, they've just said it's going to be big, really. Oh, there's going to be lots of vehicles, as you'd kind of guess. Road bikes and mountain bikes are coming in. Of course, road bikes weren't in San Andreas, I
think. BMX?
Well, yeah, BMX, mountain bikes.
A BMX is not a mountain bike.
Fine, whatever. Mountain bike, BMX, both, I imagine. ATVs as well, they're coming in. It's to do some dirt riding. Motorbikes, different kinds of cars, as usual, aircraft, stuff like that. So they're trying to put in a lot of stuff. And they also said they've tried to add some of the more cinematic feel from Max Payne 3 into GTA 5. As in, like, in gameplay terms, not in story terms. This keeps lighting up my face. I should put it down here. Then it doesn't light up my face. So yeah, GTA 5. Sounding good. Watch the trailer on Wednesday when it comes out. I imagine it will probably have the character speaking in it, you kind of think. I mean, they had the guy talking in the first trailer that went out. But yeah, it'd be interesting. Mm-hmm. Halo 4 news. Of course, Halo 4 is now out. For anyone that didn't realise, it came out last week. And the second Spartan Ops episode has now been released as of today. For if you want to play the second episode. Well, Spartan Ops episode 2. Which,
and what is Spartan Ops?
Well, Spartan Ops is their firefight mode.
And what is firefight?
It's their horde mode.
And what is that?
It's, you've got waves to take out. You were playing it, weren't you?
Yeah, but explain it to the audience. What is it?
Well, they're story-driven, meant for co-op episodes that have storytelling which aren't necessarily on the main gameplay path. And they have you do certain things or do certain objectives. Episode 1 came out when the game was released. It has 5 missions within it. Episode 2 is now out. It has 5 missions within it. It's available for free. I can't remember how many...
Hey, you know what? If we set up another one of our Xboxes, we could play multiplayer.
Could do.
Without split screen.
Actually, no, we couldn't.
Why? We've got 2 copies of Halo.
Yeah, my 360 is Japanese. Unless Halo 4 is region 3.
It probably is.
Well, if it is, we could.
So we do not have another Xbox here?
Just my Japanese one.
So where's all the other Xboxes?
Well, the Resident Evil one is Charlotte's. And we let Charlotte keep the Halo one.
Mm.
And then my black one's downstairs.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So we just give people Xboxes in
the game. Spartan Ops tells the story of the UNSC Infinity. Why are you clapping? I ain't played Spartan Ops.
The UNSC Infinity is a big ass ship in Halo 4 that goes and then like hangs about on the Forerunner planet.
But yeah, so Spartan Ops is telling the story of that throughout. The episode centre on the leaders and crew, as well as a new team of Spartans.
We love the leader.
Fire Team Majestic. As they explore the corners of Requiem.
Spartan Ops seemed a bit tacked on. And
you think?
Well, obviously it's tacked on. But it seemed like they had their like summer interns work on it.
Oh, well, the thing is, they would have had their best people working on the main game.
Yeah, because there is a fair big quality difference between the two. I mean... The Spartan Ops levels I played, which was the first.
It seemed
three
quite
of them,
sparse, the one I saw you playing.
It's like a level I would put together.
Just dump some enemies in.
Just dump a load of stuff here and then have you walk over wherever they are and kill them.
Well, the thing is, like, that's the first set. The thing is, the later sets may be done by different people on their team.
Oh, yeah, hopefully they'd have, like, the main dudes working on it.
Yeah. That's a bit disappointing. I mean, it is just...
Don't get me wrong, it's still fun and good, but the quality difference is noticeable.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I could have done
it. I did think it seemed a little... Well, I knew you were playing it, because, of course, it didn't sound like you were playing Master Chief anyway, and there was no Cortana talking, and it was just some random person...
Some random voice actor they found cleaning out garbage or something. Hey, just come here and record this for 10 seconds or something.
It didn't... look or sound as polished as the main game.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. Let's get on with it. Let's talk about the Harvest Bundle.
Oh, no, we're not. I took that out.
Oh.
Sorry.
Let's talk about Anarchy Reigns.
Yes, so Anarchy Reigns has been given, announced a day one edition. So like quite a few people are doing day one editions of the games. Sega are doing one for Anarchy Reigns, which is coming out in January. So the day one edition will have extra DLC, as a kind of pre-order bonus as well, that allows you to play as Bayonetta, who was previously announced as a playable character. She will now be in the DLC. It also had two additional modes called Dogfight and Mad Survival. Dogfight is where two players will have to fight while hanging from helicopters, while Mad Survival has a team of three players against waves of opponents where the enemies are other playable characters for a greater challenge. Coming out 11th of January in Europe on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. And they will soon announce the availability of this content for America. But anyone who's pre-ordered it, their pre-orders will automatically be changed to the Day 1 edition. And also, it's coming out at a very tiny $19.99. At a very budget price. So anyone who pre-ordered it at a higher price, because most stores probably put it up for £40 pre-orders, they will be bumped down to £20. Sega wanted people to know that. That was mentioned a lot on the internet. Mainly because a lot of websites, retailers' websites, hadn't updated their sites when the press release went out. So a lot of people were like, why am I still paying £40 for this £20 game? And then they got changed. Next up, Assassin's Creed news. So Ubisoft announced an Assassin's Creed anthology to, of course, make a little bit more money from Assassin's Creed. So all it is a compilation of all the Assassin's Creed games on home consoles as opposed to handhelds. It has every game released on 360 or PlayStation 3, depending on which system you buy it for. It has a retail price of $119.99. It's coming out on November 30th and is available exclusively through Amazon. The anthology has Assassin's Creed 2, which also has Sequence 12, Battle of the Forli DLC, and Sequence 13, Bonfire of the Vanities DLC. Then it's got Assassin's Creed Brotherhood Da Vinci Edition, which has the Da Vinci Disappearance single player story mission, two additional solo missions, the Trajan Market and the Aqueducts, and multiplayer features of a map, six characters, and two models. Then we've got Assassin's Creed Revelations Ottoman Edition, that has the Lost Archive single player story, single player features are three skins, capacity upgrades, an additional mission which is Vlad the Impaler's prison, as well as six maps, seven characters, and customization items for multiplayer. And then it also has Assassin's Creed 3 with it, and comes with the season pass that has access for all AC3 DLC, first of which will be available from mid-December. So if you haven't got the Assassin's Creed games, of course this is for you, £120, and it gets you five games. Yeah. They should keep bloody numbers and not just go off. All five games and some additional DLC as well as the season pass. I mean, how much does the season pass set you back for Assassin's Creed? £20?
So I love that aspect, it is.
Yeah. So you get a fair few things, and it comes in a fancy little box. Not as nice as the Assassin's Creed 3 Freedom Edition box, for example, but it comes in a big-ish box to keep them all nicely together. And you have to just buy it off Amazon if you would like to buy that. Or, of course, it's good for any Assassin's Creed fans out there. Next up, Elite Dangerous has been kind of announced.
Let's just get it over and done with. Stupid name. Just call it Elite.
I thought it was a bit strange of a name when it came up.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, me trading in the same system between iPod, I assume there'll be multiple space stations in the systems now. Who really knows? On well-policed routes, I think it's perfectly safe. Don't say it's dangerous.
Dangerous!
Kind of makes me feel scared.
Never know what could attack you.
Yeah, it might be a giant leprechaun boosted into orbit by a giant
cow.
Yeah.
Hippopotamus.
A flipping rabid hippo.
Yeah, of course, people have, well, Elite fans have wanted a new game for quite some time. Paul doesn't obviously want this game, he wants a different game. What do you
look, man, the thing is, yeah, so I've been saying I want a new Elite game for like 20 years. But to be honest with you, like, they went downhill. Like, Elite Frontier, I can land on planets. Wow, that's so lame. Now it's actually going to happen. Probably. How much money have they raised?
They've raised $433,000.
Right, so they're definitely going to raise their money.
Of their $1.2 million goal. They've got 53 days left still.
So yeah, they're easily going to raise the money.
I thought they would have gotten more by now, though.
But I'm like, they're going to ruin it. They're going to ruin it. They're going to ruin it. Like, Piranha Games, at least MechWarrior Online's good. Obviously, a single-player mode would be nice. But what they set out to achieve, they've done well, and I'm like, I'm relatively happy about that. Obviously, it's massively unfinished still, but this, I'm like, no, you've messed with something.
Would you think that the Elite games are a bit more popular in the UK?
Yeah, because it's BBC Micro.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, people could have, of course, gotten a hold of them in places like America, but it's a bigger franchise in the UK, right?
Yeah, no, I'm sure all of our international listeners have no idea what Elite is.
Well, which is probably in a way, I suppose. Because
all the platforms I played it on were all British manufactured platforms, like the BBC and the Archimedes.
Came out in the CD 32.
It came out on everything in the end.
Frontier.
Yeah, ports on Atari. You know, the lot.
Well, that's the only reason why I'm thinking maybe the Kickstarter's not doing as good as I would have thought it would have been doing by now. Because I mean, it's had under 10,000 backers.
That's even with the BBC advertising it for a whole day on their technology
page.
Yeah,
you said it was on the main page? Yeah.
So yeah, if you want another Elite game, go on Kickstarter. What's the address?
It's kickstarter.com. Oh, there's a whole number and stuff in it.
Okay, they don't have flipping nice-looking URLs.
No, it's...
Just search for Elite Dangerous.
kickstarter.com/project/14611552/elite-dangerous. Search for Elite Dangerous. You could just search for it in a search engine and it'll probably be the first result.
Yeah, I think you have to pledge, what, £20 to get a copy of the game?
If you want a copy of the game, yes, £20, because of course Kickstarter launched in the UK on the 31st of October, which is obviously why they've decided to do this now. They've probably been waiting for this for quite some time, because of course they didn't want to do it through an American person. So yeah, £20 gets you a copy of the game. They're only doing 10,000 copies of the game. They've only got 3,529 left. However, if you pledge £30, you get it with all the above rewards, which is obviously when they run out of those £20 ones, they're like, well, you now you have to pay £30. I wonder if it's a £30 worth of game.
Well, since it's got single player and multiplayer, The multiplayer, I mean, playing Elite with Reese Baxter and Matthew Windsor would be amazing, except of course they'd have their noob ships and they'd expect me to protect them all the time.
So I mean, they could do a good job of it. I was slightly disappointed that all the pledges on Kickstarter were for digital stuff and kind of boring digital stuff, if you ask me. Should have had some physical things.
I still think they should put me in charge of the overall design of the game.
Yeah, you said that. You said that, well, they're hiring a designer. There are they.
Just put me in charge of it, yeah, because otherwise you're going to do something stupid. Like, I'm willing to say we need to develop this game for another 5 years if necessary to make it good. I'm willing to do that. Don't release it and make it crap. Yeah.
Apparently they've got a studio in Halifax.
Anyway, let's move along. Since we don't need to spend all of this episode talking about Elite Danger, because otherwise dangerous.
Dangerous.
Danger.
Of course, yeah. So they need to get 1.25 million, a lot of money, especially because that's in pounds, not in dollars. So that's a lot of money. I'm sure they'll make it.
It's not a massive amount of money, though. Where's my calculator?
They've said they've been trying to do it for years. They've been going on and off.
Well,
the project.
Of course, he's been trying to do it for years, but no one want to buy it.
But yeah, obviously, the thing is,
the console crowd are just like, not Call of Duty, stupid up. I'm not buying that. It's not Call of Duty.
Yeah, because of course, space
and
games...
And the other trouble is all the PC gamers who would like it and too jaded now, and we're just like, nah, you're going to ruin it.
Well, space games aren't as popular as they could be. Oh, jeez, I went blurry then. PC games don't sell as well as some developers would like if they put a lot of money into it. Putting it on console would ruin it, I'm sure.
And plus, there are other franchises on the PC that do all right. Like X3 and stuff.
Yeah, so it's like...
Which is practically the same game anyway.
T- Starfish Market. But people know the name if they've played them in the past or know about the British gaming industry. So yeah, if you're interested, pop on Kickstarter, give them a bit of money. They've got pledges ranging from $5, which is just helping out, to £5,000.
And the thing is, £5 to £5,000. With a space pounds. Game as well, it isn't a lot of work. You've got virtually no art because it's all black with stars.
Missions. They had to be scripted.
You won't even have missions. Okay, there might be a hunt down this pirate, and if you kill him.
Yeah, but that's a mission.
You randomly come across him in your travels.
That still has to be scripted.
Yeah, but a flipping what's his face could do that.
What's his face?
The guy in it.
Brayburn?
Yeah, he could do that in his spare time. For 2 seconds it takes to do that.
Okay.
You know, a space game isn't a lot of work.
Okay. You don't need
masses of level designers, well, unless they're going to have landing on planets, in which case they'd have really low-res planets.
Well, environments aren't as costly, because, of course, you have a background of space.
If you have lame things like asteroid belts and other unrealistic things, you're just going to make the game lame. You know, an asteroid belt, oh look, there's an asteroid 100,000 miles over there. And the next nearest one to that is 10 million miles over there.
Oh no, it's coming towards me. Move out the way.
So dense, that really requires like a designer to do that.
Just like in Lost in Space.
God. An asteroid filled that dense would have spread apart.
I love that their ship was hardly moving as well.
Let's move on, because I'm getting annoyed at that game.
So another Kickstarter that I thought I'd mention is Pierre Solar.
How much are Kickstarter paying us?
Nothing. This is the only other one I'm talking about. So Pierre Solar is Solar, however you want to say it, is a game that was...
Pierre Solar
is a game that was released a few years back on the Mega Drive. So it was recently developed...
Oh, just a few years back.
It was. It was a new Mega Drive game. Have I got a year on here? It was kind of... one of the first major new releases for... there you go. It was only 2 years ago. It was released on Mega Drive. And they've... the team behind it, called Watermelon Co., have decided that they'd like to make a kind of a HD version. Which, of course, doesn't really make that much sense when it's...
HD.
When a 16-bit game. But what they want to do is re-release it on other platforms. So they don't need that much more money. They got 22 days. They've made $89,000.
HD. So the same resolution as my phone then.
And they need 139 in total. They're releasing it on Xbox 360, Windows, Macintosh, and Linux. And they're also doing a Dreamcast version, which comes as a special edition, which is the version that I would like to purchase. It comes in a nice box. And you can choose your region as well. All the collector's editions are actually limited. So the Dreamcast copies, there's only 750 of. They're doing a limited edition PC version, which there's only 250 of. They made special Dreamcasts, like a custom-made Dreamcast, that was $999. They've sold all five of those. They've got custom arcade sticks as well. If you go on the Kickstarter page, they've got examples of the... Mega Drive version against the new HD version, and how it looks quite nice. Do you think that's nice? They've gone from that to that. Nice. Looks nice. Nice. That's nice. It's nice. It looks nice. I think it looks nice. But yeah, so if you played the original at all, or wish you'd played the original, because... How do I go back? There we go. Because you can actually also get a copy of the Mega Drive version through their Kickstarter, which sold out and went to a second print. You can check out their Kickstarter and back it. You've got until the 5th of December if you want to. I think it's cool. I want a new Dreamcast game. I bought some new Dreamcast games last year, the year before last. And people have stopped developing for it, except for some people like Watermelon Co. So yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Sadly, they don't seem to mix the pledges. So you can pay $15 for the Xbox 360 version, or you can pay $125 for the collector's edition of the Dreamcast version, but you don't seem to get the 360 version if you bought that, for example. The only time where you get everything, which has sold out, was the super package that had every single version possible for $3,000. But yeah, I'm sorry, Paul. Next up, Star Wars The Old Republic is officially going free-to-play from the 15th of November. Anyone who played it, I got an email as well, are being given...
Free-to-pay as in totally free-to-pay with no subscription for any features in it. Or free-to-play like WoW up to level 20.
A new free-to-play option allows gamers to experience all of the class storylines through to level 50. The current level cap. Totally free, no charge, and they have a new cartel market which has cartel coins, which is of course their kind of microtransaction model. Anyone who played and paid for Old Republic will be given 250 complimentary cartel coins. So I got an email saying, hey, here's your free coins, or come here and register so you can get your free coins. And that will of course be for something. And yeah. Free to play.
Another MMO failure.
Yeah, well, they said they were going to make it through free to play, I think, at E3, because they knew it wasn't doing so well, but they're like, we are still making content for it. I just wonder if they'll get enough from the cartel coins to keep it up and keep those servers up. It's probably not. It didn't do too well.
Hey, why are we talking about The Elder Scrolls Online? Let's talk about that, which is the next cool MMO game that everyone's looking forward to. Yeah, so news-wise, it's coming out in the future.
There's a new trailer that came out.
Yeah, there's a trailer that came out. Whoop-de-doo-da.
Yeah.
No, don't play the trailer.
I was going to put the Elder Scrolls Online.
Don't. We need to get a move on. Let's talk about Epic Mickey 2, The Power of Two. This is a new Epic Mickey game coming out on lots of consoles.
Yep.
Whoop-de-doo.
So, Epic Mickey Power 2 is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Nintendo Wii, as well as, I think it's DS or 3DS. No, it's 3DS. Maybe DS.
No doubt.
And the Wii U as well.
No doubt. Once again, Disney will bribe the BBFC and Peggy and all these other places to give it a U rating.
It has got a U rating. It'd probably be violent as hell.
So the BBFC rated it. How did they do that?
Yeah, it's got BBFC rating on it. It's got a U.
It should be a Peggy rating now.
It's got a BBFC. At least the images of the box on the game
should
be
like
have a U.
It should be like a 16.
Well, I thought the start of the first one was quite violent.
It's
for kids,
well scary.
Not a U. I'd give
but
it
I'm
a,
sick and tired
PG.
I'm sick and tired of Lego games having like a rating of 16 now. Stupid. And this gets a rating of a U.
Well, considering it's made by Junction Point as well, like with Warren Spector in his background. The thing is, though, of course, Mickey has been quite dark in the past, but it's always just been thought of as a cartoon.
Let's talk about Farming Simulator 20.
I'm saying that there's a collector's edition coming.
No one cares about the collector's
edition.
Yeah,
I do. So Game in the UK are having an exclusive collector's edition for Epic Mickey 2 The Power of Two. This is the only one that's coming out in the UK. It comes in a retro TV style box, which is made to look like an old style wood Paul TV that has little knobs on it that you turn. As well as that, it's got a film style taken from the 1928 short The Fox Chase. A Mickey or Oswald figure. The game website says a Mickey or Oswald figure, so it's kind of hard to tell whether it's got both or randomly one or something else. And then you also get an 8GB Oswald USB, which has Disney, well, it's packed with Disney content. It's quite similar to the German version that's coming out from Amazon.de, although it doesn't come in a paint can or come with a mini guide or a pen. This collection can be bought for £60 on 360 or PS3, or £50 on the Nintendo Wii. So check out the game website if you're interested in that. They may be doing it in store. I haven't checked in my local one yet to see if they're doing pre-orders, but I might check it out. But it's coming out really soon. They've announced it quite late. I already put a date on that. Because it's coming out on the 23rd, so it's coming out next week, and they've just announced the collection. Next up Just a tiny bit of news on Farming Simulator 2013. So Farming Simulator 2013 has been doing quite well for itself. It sold over 400,000 copies.
We had a copy returned.
How come?
I don't know.
Oh.
If they come up to me, I'll be like, jog on, this is the best game ever made.
It was the number one global seller of a week on the charts because of the amount of copies it sold. It's got like online play and co-op play and good modding base, animals, new things, and it's only £20.
Put it this way, Halo 4 only sold 8 times as many copies as this.
This is a PC game about farming.
Yeah, let's talk about Mortal Kombat, because that will easily kill the tractor.
So, in an odd move, Total Film reported that Warner Brothers have begun work on a new Mortal Kombat film. Because, of course, the originals did so well. There's rumours...
The original films were probably the best films ever made.
What, even Annihilation?
I haven't seen it.
We did watch some of it, I think. It was pretty bad.
And then I was just like, turn this off.
It was pretty bad.
I used to watch the first one loads when I was a kid. Yeah, but then back so when I was a kid, it was cool. You know, oh,
it was never cool when I watched it.
It was, because, well...
Except Johnny Cage is funny.
Obviously, you're a girl, so you don't have the same appreciation of blood.
I'm sorry, I watched great films when I was growing up.
You watched great films when you were grown up?
Growing up, when I was little. Terminator films...
Let's talk about the Nintendo 3DS XL Pikachu.
Well, can I just say a little bit about the Mortal Kombat film? So there's rumours that it's revolving around a supermarket worker who develops special powers and ends up fighting loads of dudes. And girls.
Where's Liu Kang?
They're preparing for the film right now with Kevin Tancharian, maybe? With
Kevin Bacon.
Who directed the digital series for
famous
them.
For the EE adverts.
Who knows what...
Where's Liu Kang?
I don't know, he's
Where's
not,
Sub-Zero? Where's
I'm
Raiden?
I'm sure he's in it, but it won't focus around Liu Kang from the sounds of it. Unless he's a supermarket worker now.
Liu Kang works at a supermarket?
Yeah, he's stacking shelves.
Liu Kang needs to get a proper job.
The other news that Paul
tried to speak about... Stop prancing around in this monastery.
That Paul tried to speak about, but then I interrupted him because of Mortal Kombat. The Pikachu 3DS... I was going to say X. 3DS XL has been given a release date. Nintendo announced it at their last Nintendo Direct conference. Well, online conference show thing. But failed to mention a release date. They just said it was coming out around the launch window of Pokemon Black version 2 and White version 2. And it's coming out on the 7th of December. Quite close to Christmas. It comes out the same day as Paper Mario Sticker Star, which is Nintendo's only Christmas release. But I suppose, of course, they got the Wii U coming out the week before that. If anyone wants a Pikachu 3DS...
No.
It's yellow and has Pikachu on it. And is, I guess, somewhat limited... it also comes... Oh, I don't know. It doesn't have anything pre-installed on it, apparently. But there's also a white 3DS XL coming out later this month with Mario Kart 7 pre-installed on the 16th of November. That's this week. And Super Mario 3D Land on the 30th of November. All three will apparently be in limited quantities. I'm looking forward to it. I want pre-ordered. Yay, Pikachu.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Right, last week, what are you doing?
You look mad.
Last week, everyone would have heard this.
Have you done this before?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so.
Yeah, I like doing it. I like just going through my old clips and grabbing something because it saves doing any more work. So Catherine had no clue what it was.
Well, it's familiar.
We had a bunch of people guess it was Skyrim.
No.
No.
That doesn't sound like Skyrim. Doesn't sound like Mr. Jeremy Soule. Did he do Skyrim soundtrack?
I guess he did.
I'm sure he contributed towards it.
He also did this clip as well.
Did he? Funny
enough. Because this is from Morrowind. Yay! This is the theme music you would get at the end of the... Well, when you complete the main story quest. When the Neverwarine did whatever it was he was faffing about in that volcano.
Doesn't sound like Skyrim music, though.
No, Skyrim music normally has like a wind blowing through it that makes you feel cold.
Those northerners.
This week, we've got Sonic... This is from one of my favourite games. This isn't a repeat of Sonic I've done before.
Okay.
I don't think, but I probably have.
You don't think?
Well, I did go through them all and check.
Okay. I know what game it is, but I can't think what the bloody name of it is.
Oh, well, if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net, or just leave a comment on...
Oh, but I know what it is.
Or just leave a comment on this week's episode on our website. And if you guess correctly, you will get the GZ on the show next week. I'm starting to type that Catherine doesn't know what it is right now.
I know what it is. I can't think of what it's
called. I'm going to play it again because the chat room's moaning they can't hear it.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn it up really loud in the chat room. Right, well, since you're cheating, you've been disqualified.
But I know what it is!
Well, obviously you don't, because otherwise you'd say it.
I know what it is, because you play it all the time when you feel like it. And you quote it all the time.
We've got people guessing South Park. maybe.
It's a game on PC.
Disqualified? It's not only on PC.
Come out on PS2?
Right, let's move along.
No, you're supposed to tell me what it came out on.
I want no clues.
Oh.
And stop looking on the internet for just searching for Timmy is cheating. Timmy game, that's cheating. The multiplayer in it was good though, I'll tell you that.
New releases this week.
Okay, so as alluded to in our thing, title, yeah, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is coming out, and also Call of Duty Black Ops Declassified, which is a PlayStation Vita version of it. Do we actually really need to see anything about this, other than it's set in like 2025, and, well, it's set in 1980s and 2025, and, you know, normal sort of stuff. People getting upset. You know, shooting each other. Maybe a zombie will appear at some point. You know, is what are you doing? Are you doing this, or are you cheating? Can you not show that? You just told everyone the answer.
Only people that are watching.
Yeah, people if are watching. Oh, only for
the thing is, you can't read that.
Yeah, but he'll instantly know what it is.
If anyone knows the boxer, it's got a giant in it
and a blue lady.
I remembered it though, didn't I?
No. We've also got Rift Storm Legion coming out. What the hell is this?
This is an expansion for Rift, which is an MMO RPG. Which I swear had gone free to play, but I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, this is a new expansion for it. Allows 10 more levels, has 4 more souls, 7 new dungeons, 3 raids, a chronicle, and more. It's an MMO RPG, pretty much. Trying to compete with that stuff. Then we've got Sims 3 Seasons. Adding the seasons to the game again, because I'm sure that came out on Sims 2, as well as original Sims, I believe, had a holiday, expansion, I'm not sure about a season expansion. There's loads of adverts for it on the TV still. But then that's for the last one, isn't it? Is it not? Is that for seasons? But yeah, Sims 3 season, so you need the Sims 3 to play it. Then we got Wonder Book, Book of Spells.
We didn't need to talk about this.
Which is a upcoming game for PlayStation Move. It's like a J.K. Rowling written thing.
Oh my god, a game's being released for PlayStation Move?
It's for kids. So
even though they have almost adults in the advert for it.
It uses the augmented reality style stuff like they do with the iPad, except you've got a book and you've got a wand and you're fiddling about and saying spells like Incendio.
Expecto Patrono.
Incendio, I think. That's like fire. So yeah, it's a thing for Harry Potter fans or J.K. Rowling fans because it has to do with Harry Potter stuff because it's a book of spells. Then we've got Angry Birds Star Wars coming out in retail on Windows. You can, of course, buy it on digital platforms. You can get it on Windows Phone 8, right? The Windows 8 store, I guess you can get it for just
iTunes,
general Windows.
iTunes and Google Play. Well, general Windows is the one they're releasing anyway, isn't it?
Okay. But I mean digitally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, wasn't that where it was £10?
£10 one is a retail release.
Okay. Yeah, iOS, as Paul said. Google Play.
Buy the same game on Windows 8 store for £3.
Yep. So yeah,
which
Angry Birds Star Wars, you've played it, what do you think?
Angry Birds with Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. Oh, I've got an Angry Bird, Angry Star Wars character that can, you can tap him and he uses the force to, like, slightly change his direction. And, oh, I've got another Angry Bird which can use a lightsaber to smash a block in front of him.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's a stormtrooper. Oh wait, it's actually a pig. You know, usual stuff.
Okay. Then we've got one of two cartoon games coming out that I'll mention now. The other one's a little bit later. Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed. This is coming out on 360 and PlayStation 3 this week, and it's coming out later on other formats. It's coming out on Wii U, I think DS as well. So this is a cartoon game with Sonic and his buddies from the Sega
Sonic
franchise. Yep, Sega franchises, so it's got Mark Sonic in it.
Where's Mark Chili Dog?
You've got Tails, Knuckles.
Oh my god, Tails just picked Mark Chili Dog.
I'd quote saying, but you might not know it. Yeah, so it's got lots of Sega related things in it, because of course Sega own all their IP, well, all their own IP that's in it.
It's got Total War stuff in it, it's got the guy from the Rome trailer in it. You know, normal sort of stuff.
Really?
It'd be funny if you didn't. You've got all these cartoon characters, and then there's like Roman dude.
This man appears. Girls, everyone. It's called Transformed because the cars transform into other vehicles depending on the type of track that you're on. So there's flying vehicles and boat type vehicles, as well as car type vehicles that you change between. New karting game, probably one of the best of the three that's come out recently.
Yeah, well, LittleBigPlanet Kart's crap. Yeah. Mario Kart's crap.
Mario Kart?
Sonic
Mario
and
Kart.
Sega All-Stars Racing's crap.
The other one.
So what do we have left?
I wasn't going to mention Mario Kart.
Monster High, what?
Skulltimate Roller Maze. So this is weird. I'm not sure if it's trying to get on the whole kind of roller derby theme of stuff. Because it's kind of popular at the moment.
We don't need to talk about this.
But I think it's based on some kid's show. It's on DS and Wii. And it's pretty much a racing game, but you're on rollerblades.
Lame.
Skipper might like it. You like rollerblading.
Did you just call him Skipper?
Skip. I said Skip might
it
like
sounded
it.
Sounded like Skipper might like it. Alright, Skipper, how's it going? You just like...
Then we've also got Nickelodeon Umizoomi.
We don't need to talk about this.
Which is an educational... or edutainment game on DS.
So it's a game in a
So
words.
It's a good game to give the kids for Christmas?
No, that's not. Give them quality.
Because it practices math skills like counting, sorting, matching, identifying, sequencing, adding, subtracting, dividing, measuring, and comparing.
Two.
Apparently it was kid-tested and designed in collaboration with education experts for maximum fun and learning.
Three minus one is...
But it features Nickelodeon characters from Umizoomi. It looks kind of cute. Then we've got Rugby League Live 2 coming out. Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Of course, not many rugby games are released, so I'm sure all the rugby fans out there will be buying this. It's a new rugby game for current generation consoles.
F1 Racestars promises to gay up the Formula 1
place. So yeah, as I said, there's two karting games coming out this week. F1 Racestars is the other one. This is coming out Xbox 360, PlayStation 3 and PC. This has all your favourite F1 Racestars in a cartoony style in little karts.
Like Daniel Taylor.
And I guess that means Lewis Hamilton. Yeah. Yep, it's got different weather and power-ups like you get in all kinds of...
Power-ups! Make your F1 car shoot missiles!
Saints Row the Third full package is out this week now, if it actually comes out this week.
Let's re-release the game that's already out.
Yeah, of course, THQ are having issues at the moment. Then we've got Nintendo Presents New Style Boutique. So there was one of these on DS.
So this is what, 3DS?
It had a picture of a shoe on it.
Yeah, this is 3DS.
This is a 3DS game.
Let's re-release the game on a slightly different platform.
You're some fashion lady. It has Street Pass features. It's on 3DS. I'm sure they've done an overhaul on how it looks and stuff like that. Then we've got Dora and Friends Fantastic Flight. This is a Dora game on the DS, so obviously aimed at little kids. Of course, as you can tell, there's a lot of games coming out for little kids this week because it's coming up to Christmas. Then we've got the best game this week, the Hip Hop Dance Experience. Coming out on Nintendo Wii and Xbox 360. This is a Ubisoft game. However, it does not look like Just Dance. They've tried to make it look funky. However, what I found was a bit strange in the trailer that I watched. There was a girl like on the floor doing breakdancing moves, but whenever they showed the gameplay, they didn't do anything as
insane.
Not insane, as energetic as that. So it's like, I'm sure that's not going to be in it.
So the person on the screen's doing all this breakdance moves on the floor, and then I'm just here doing this.
No. So whenever they showed the movement in the game, it all looked a bit simple. However, they just kept showing a clip of some girl breakdancing who looked like it may have just been like a video they were just showing. But it was quite basic looking. It's got a...
I'm playing it on the Wii.
Wide array of
songs one can dance to.
Yeah.
Songs worthy of the Great Hall.
So yeah, if you're into hip hop music or whatever, you could potentially pick this up or pick it up as a fun game to play around Christmas to make your family look silly. And then we've got Rabbids Rumble coming out, which is a Rabbids 3DS title.
Again.
Where you're collecting rabbits. You need to complete your collection. It's got street passing stuff. This was down as coming out last week and didn't come out last week, and I thought I'd mention it this week if it actually comes out this week. Lots of things seem to not come out when they're supposed to. But release dates are so flaky these days, it's hard to tell.
Let's move along and talk about the next episode, which you can listen to next week. Which we will do next week.
We will do.
Yeah, feedback is always feedback at GamerCast.net, or just check out our website, GamerCast.net, or our YouTube channel, Twitter account, Facebook stuff, all this other stuff. You can find links to all this crap on our crappy website, GamerCast.net. Yeah.
We will see you next week.